In today's Mishnahs, we learn the 12th and 13th Mishnah from the 3rd Perek of Masechta Makot. The Mishnah begins, Keitzad Malkinoto, how would they administer the lashes? The Mishnah says, Kofet, they would tie shtei yadav, the two hands of the person who's receiving lashes, al amod, on a short post that was driven into the ground, such that he would be leaning over. Helech v'helech, meaning he was tying hands on either side of this post. V'chazan ha-kneset, meaning the shaliach of Beit Din, ochez b'gadav, he would hold the neck of the garment the person's wearing in order to remove it. Im nikru'u, and the idea was to reveal the parts of the back of the individual who's receiving lashes. So he says, if, as he was doing so, he tore it, then it was torn. Im nifru'u, if the seams came apart, that would also be fine, nifru'u. Achu magale libo, until his chest is revealed, both in the front and the back, as we've already mentioned once, that because the lashes are administered both on the front and back. Va'even natuno ma'acharav, and they would place a stone, I'm not saying it's to the side or to behind, the different explanation exactly where this was, next to where the individual is receiving these lashes, and chazan ha'kneset omer alav, and the person who is administering lashes would stand up on it, so he had a bit of a platform, if you like, such that he could give the lashes with full force. Rotsua shel egel, and the strap made of a calf's leather was in his hand. What it looked like, it says, kaful echad l'shnaim u'shnaim l'arba, so it was doubled over, then doubled over again. U'shtei rotsua, there were also two other straps, fine straps, from that of a donkey, olot v'yardotbo, would be interwoven with the fourfold calf strap going up and down it. So the question is, why did the lashes look like this? Katia explains that the reason why he used a calf strap is because it says immediately after talking about the ministering of these lashes, arbe kenel, then it's immediately followed after with lo tachzom shor b'disho, the prohibition of muzzling an ox. So we understand the smichut, the juxtaposition of the two, the chacham understand they meant to use, firstly, the leather that came from the calf. So what the involvement of having this interwoven strap, and that's based on a pasuk from the beginning of Yeshua, which says, Yadasho konehu, that an ox knows its master, the chamor avos ba'alav, and a donkey recognizes the trop of his master, av Yisrael lo yada, ame lo itbanan. Come to Israel, they didn't recognize, they didn't contemplate it. So therefore, Hashem, it's to say that Hashem's saying, we should bring that which knows Hashem, recognizes his master, so that of the ox and the donkey, to give a punishment to one who didn't recognize Hashem and violated his prohibition. Yada tefach, the handle was, the length of it was a tefach, long, we're talking about the handle of the whip, v'rachava tefach, and the width of the strap was that of a tefach as well. V'rosha magat al pi kreso, and the tip of it, so we're talking about the length now of the lashes, had to reach all the way around, because understanding was administered on the back, would have to come all the way around to reach the stomach of the individual. So it had to wrap around. And we learn from this, the whip that was used was adjustable. So for the person who was receiving the lashes, they would adjust it appropriately. So they could have that exact length. And it continues, Umakeoto, and the lashes they would give would shlish milfanav, a third of them, so if it's full 39, 13 would be on his chest, ushtei yadot, and two-thirds, so the other 26 lashes, would be ma'achorav, on his shoulders, and a third on each shoulder, as I mentioned in yesterday's Mishnah. It says, Ve'in makeoto lo omed v'lo oshev, the person receiving lashes would be standing or sitting, elamute, he'd be leaning over. Sheneemar, it says, v'hipilo hashofet, that the judge would literally make him fall. So here it means he'd have to lean over as he's receiving these lashes. V'hamake make b'yado echad b'kol chocho. And the person administering lashes would give these lashes using one hand, so he'd hold the whip with one hand and hit the individual with all his might. Gadi explains that this is based on the pasuk and that in Dvarim, Chafei Gimel, there has to be makaraba. The Gemara says he would actually, given the size of the whip, it said he'd lift it up with two hands, and when he was coming down, the person administering the lashes, he would actually come down whipping him with one hand, and once again, so it would be b'kol kochol, with all his might. That was the Mishnah today.